Him again, just sing hallelujah to Him. We worship You, Lord. Oh, we worship You, Lord. Come on, just raise your hands right now and worship Him. We glorify You, Lord. We worship You, we praise You, Lord. You are worthy, You are worthy, You are worthy of our praise, Lord. We glorify Your name. We worship You, Lord. Sing a new song. Sing a new song. We worship You, Almighty God. You are holy, holy. You alone are worthy. We glorify Your name. Oh, we worship You, Lord. Thank You for Your glory here tonight, Lord. Thank You, Father God, that Your presence is a heaviness. It's a weighty presence in this place tonight. We honor You, Jesus. We honor You, King of glory. And tonight, with our worship and our praise, we've opened the gates. And we let the King of glory in. Father, we glorify You. And as we worship You, Father, we draw from the wells of our salvation. In that salvation, there's healing. In that salvation, there's joy. In that salvation, there's prosperity. In that salvation, there's peace. In that salvation, there's nothing broken and nothing wrong. Every good and perfect gift is in that salvation. And tonight, Lord, we sit down at the table and partake of the fruits of that salvation. We honor You tonight. And we thank You for Your presence. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible speaks in 2 Corinthians about the presence that you feel right now. How many feel the glory of God here in a weighty presence? Rob said, my brother-in-law said something that it really blessed me, but He said, when we were worshiping the Lord yesterday and we were ministering to God, he was sitting there and he was waiting on an answer from God. He was praying about several things in his life. And he was really just waiting on God. He was wondering if God was going to use me to prophesy over him, give him a word or something. But, you know, he's the type that he would never ask for a word. Amen. Because the truth of the matter is, I go to meetings all the time. People come up and say, prophet, do you have something for me? Give me a word, you know. And I'm like, it don't work like that. I'm not a magician. Are y'all with me? And when we start doing that kind of stuff, we get off and we miss God. Amen. But he was sitting there and he was worshiping God. And just, he said, all of a sudden, this weighty presence just sat down on him, just like it was just now. I was looking out and after I got done worshiping and looking at some people, and Roger was like this, and you could just see he was in the cloud of God's glory and in the presence of God. Even to the place when I said, now you know the Bible says I could just see the, almost a discouragement come over. He didn't want to get out of the presence he was in. Amen. That's the glory. Can you say amen? That's why the Bible says in the glory, when the glory shows up in the house of God, or in the house of the Lord in this case, amen. When it shows up in the house of God, the Bible says the presence of God fills the place like a cloud. And then it says that the priests could not stand to minister. Praise God. See, there's a glory that we only tap into sometimes. And I believe God wants us to live in it. Are y'all with me? I believe God wants us to live in it. But my brother-in-law was sitting over there, and he was just in the presence of the Lord. And while he was in the presence of the Lord didn't speak to him. The Lord didn't give him some profound revelation from heaven or anything. But he was there in the presence of God, and God just said to him, this is what you came to seek me for. And it was just like, I got what I wanted. And God said, you got what you wanted, enter into my rest. Hallelujah. See, there's a place in God where we can rest no matter what the storm says around us. Amen. No matter what the circumstances are happening in our lives, we can rest. No matter what the uncertainties and things that we are feeling at the times in our circumstances or in our seasons of life, we can rest. Are y'all with me? There's a rest in God no matter what's going on in your financial realm. Amen. There's a rest in God no matter what's going on in your physical health. There's a rest in God when we rest on the promises of God and realize when Jesus was asleep in the bow of the boat, he had a pillow. I love that Jesus took his pillow with him just like I take mine everywhere I go. Amen. But he got tired of sleeping on a rock. He thought he'd take a pillow this time. Are y'all with me? But he took his pillow with him. And I think that pillow was a whole lot more than just a pillow. Are y'all with me? That pillow was a place of rest. That pillow was a place of comfort. That pillow was a place where he knew he could lay his head and know that when he says he's going to the other side, he's going to get there. Hallelujah. He's going to get there. Can you say amen? Amen. He's going to get there. And so when Rob told me that this morning, because he said to me, he says, I was believing God for a word. I told the Lord. He said, I told the Lord. I said, if Brad has a word for me, I'll receive it. If Pastor Jim has a word for me, I'll receive it. Anybody, he's been going through some things and some, just some basic tribulations that we all go through, life. Amen. That's why the Bible says, beloved, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Because you know something. What do you know? You know if the trial's coming to steal your faith, you can hold fast to your faith. And if you hold fast to your faith, you know you're going to win in the end. And if you lack any wisdom along the way, which is the wisdom of God's on how to applicate the knowledge of God. So if you got the knowledge of the word in you and you ask God for wisdom, he's going to give you the ability to hold fast to your faith, to give you a word that's going to encourage your faith and get you to the other end. Amen. To the other side. Praise God. Sing that again. Sing that again. Just let's worship God. Just worship God. We're a few people here tonight, but that's all right. Doesn't matter. Amen. We're here to worship God. And I'll tell you what God's doing in these last days, really. I believe with all my heart, he's dwindling the army down to a handful of faithful that's going to just jump up and begin to really defeat the enemy in these last days. Are y'all with me? Because God, you know, God looks for some uncharacterized individuals to do things, you know. That's why, you know, I mentioned last night and got a little bit of political and was talking about Trump. He's an uncharacterized guy. Are y'all with me? I mean, in the natural, would I pick him? No. Would you? No. But God's picked him. Are y'all with me? Don't ask me why, because I don't know why. Are y'all with me? But I do know one thing. Everybody God picks is a mess. It's the holier than thou that set back and say, oh, well, this is new. But you need to judge yourself. Are y'all with me? You need to judge yourself. Because but by the grace of God, there go we. Amen. So I want you to raise your hands. Let's sing this again. Just worship God. His glory is here. Yes, Lord. Adore you, bowing down before you. Songs of praise singing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing it again, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. Il monrodo non marra dalle le bassa sa delle moccorondo li assi se lo vondombre e babatra custa e mandala mossu de in giri di la brossa balatanda le mossomri e li credda non so sono maha. Oh, we worship you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. E te le lambro si le la la si le la la bassato la macambre si mai. Oh, we give you glory, Lord. We give you glory, give me glory, give you glory, we give you glory. Hallelujah. Just give me one chord and let's just worship right now. Let's just worship. Sopra un'amunì, worship you, Lord. We 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 worship you, Lord. Oh, we glorify you, Lord God. We glorify you, Jesus. Oh, mighty God. Mighty God. Come up higher, walk with me, says Lord. Come up higher, walk with me, says Lord. You walk my faith, not my sight. You walk my faith, it's how you get to the heights. It's in my presence, this fullness of joy. It's in my presence, joy evermore. Come up higher, walk with me. It's there you will see the fullness of glory. It's in my presence, fullness of joy. It's in my presence, forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're in no hurry tonight. Just set in His presence. Just set in His presence, His glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's a new season. It's a new season. The Lord said, it's a new season. And for that reason, He's calling us to another level. The church today is not ready for the presence of God. They're not ready for the glory the way we're going to see it. And God's calling us, the body of Christ, not just this church, but every church, to another level in Him. Are y'all with me? There's a place that God wants us to get to. There's a place of grace that God wants us to establish. And that place, you know, when you understand where we're seated, you have a different perspective. From heaven, you see things differently. Down here, you see things through the natural eyes. But eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, the things that God has prepared for us. The Bible says it this way. In John, I'm going to look at this. If you have your Bibles, look at it with me. And I'm not going to preach this exact verse, but I want you to see it. John 14, 1 tells us, don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God and believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many dwelling places. See, we always, many translations put their mansions. How many know we? It's not about having a mansion in heaven. Are y'all with me? I mean, dear God, we've sung some of the old songs. I mean, you used to travel around singing these songs about when we get to heaven, we're going to have our mansion and we're all going to sit down in glory and just thank God that we finally made it. Are y'all with me? But it's not about that. There's many dwelling places. There's a place up there waiting for you today. And in that place, that's why the Bible tells us, as I spoke last night out of Psalms chapter 2, that the Father God, or that God, sits in heaven and He laughs. And really, Pastor, it doesn't even say God sits in heaven. It says He who sits in heaven laughs. Are y'all with me? So when He was saying in John chapter 14, verse 1, I'm going to prepare a place for you, a dwelling place. That word mansion means dwelling place. It means temple. It means a place where the presence of God dwells. Are y'all with me? The presence of God is not in a building. The presence of God is not in some house. The presence of God is inside of us. But Jesus was finishing out His conversation in chapter 13 when He looked at His disciples and He said, don't let your hearts be troubled. And the reason why He did is because in chapter 13, He just explained to His disciples that He had to go and die the death of the cross. Well, can you imagine the disciples knowing that the death of the cross is the death of a thief? And they thought that Jesus was the king, and He was coming back to conquer the religious rulers that had kept them in bondage and in the system for so long. Everybody thought that Jesus was going to be the king over all kings. Are y'all with me? And for that reason, they even said that. They worshiped Him as He came into Jerusalem singing, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the Most High God. Are y'all with me? So to say that, guess what? They were calling Him something way beyond this natural world. And all of a sudden, Jesus looks at them and says, I must go, and I must go now, because I will be turned over to the Pharisees and they will kill me. The system will put me on a tree. The system will hang me on the cross. And can you imagine the disciples, the trouble in their mind and the fear that they faced at that point, James, that they began to realize, wait a second, you're telling us you're going to die on a cross. We thought you were a king, and we're willing to go anywhere you tell us to go. We'll even follow you to the cross. And what did Jesus say? You can't follow me where I go, but where I go, you too will be. It didn't say you're going to go. You too will be. And if you look in the context of that, it's really saying this: as I am in the Father, so are you in me. Somebody say hallelujah. So when Jesus went to the cross, it was troubling for the disciples because they couldn't see their king crucified on a cross of a thief. But if you look in the context, Jesus looks at them and he says to them, listen, don't be worried. Don't be upset at what I just told you, because it has to come to pass. And he basically said to them, don't let your hearts be troubled, for I'm going to prepare a place for you. Where was that place? It wasn't in heaven. It was in his Father's house. Are y'all with me? And he is in his Father, and his Father is in him. Praise God. And so when he said, I'm going to my Father's house to prepare a place for you, he was saying, I'm going to the cross, and when I die on that cross and I carry your sins, carry your sickness, carry your poverty, carry your fear, carry your anxieties, and carry your troubles, you too will be in that place with me in the heavenly realms of God, in my Father. So believe in my Father, but believe in also what I'm telling you right now. And then if you go on in this chapter, and like I said, I wasn't going to share all of it, but I want you to see it, because he says, if it wasn't true, I wouldn't even have told you so. I believe God is calling the church to a higher place. I mean, we can't nowadays, to get Christians to even come to church on a weekday is almost impossible. Are y'all with me? And I'm not saying your church. I travel all over the United States. And to get Christians to even come out on a Sunday night is hard. God's calling us to a higher place. To a place of what? Complete surrender. Because that's what he did when he was on the cross and he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do, but into your hands I surrender all. So when he was saying, don't let your hearts be troubled, you're going to the same place I'm going, he was saying the only way to get to that place is to surrender all. See, in a lot of churches, you're not going to hear that preach. We don't even hear preaching on surrender anymore. We don't hear preaching on dedication and sacrifice anymore. You know, all we hear about is that everything's good. No, there's more to it than that. Are y'all with me? If we want to be the dwelling place of the glory of God, then we too, see, the Bible says every day we're to take up our cross and follow him. Are y'all with me? And I used to preach what that meant was, you know, you just have to keep dying every day. Well, I don't die every day. I live every day. Are y'all with me? I don't die. I live. I had a friend of mine one time in Bible school, and he was, you know, he was telling me, he Pastor, he had his face. He was all sad and just. Come on, I'm trying to think of the word in English, perturbado. He was, any Spanish people here? he was perplexed is what I'm trying to find. And so he was perplexed, and I thought to him, I said, what's wrong with you, man? And he's like, oh, I'm dying today. And I thought, dear God, if you're dying, I want to live. And I looked at him and I said, if you're dying, I want to live. Why are you dying? He says, well, you don't understand. I'm fasting. And I said, well, if you're fasting, the Bible says wipe your face, clean yourself off, put on some good-looking clothes so no one knows it, because you just lost your reward. Amen. But he was saying he was dying. And so, Robert, you know what I thought? I thought, dear God, if he's dying, I want to live. Because the just don't die. Come on, somebody. The just live. And they live by faith. So when Jesus went to that cross, the only reason why Christians would be troubled that Jesus is going to the cross is because they were not willing to go to the first step, which is to surrender all on that cross to be able to be the dwelling place for the glory of God to be able to manifest himself in us. Somebody say hallelujah. All right, now if you look what he says, I go prepare a place. See, I've been preaching a lot on Psalms chapter 2 during this week because I believe the church and the body of Christ. Y'all remember last night I preached and talked about 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. If my people who are called by my name would humble. How many know humble means to surrender? Would humble themselves. It means to be teachable. It means to be submitted. Are y'all with me? It means to be hungry. It means to dedicate all and surrender all to God. So he says, if my people, in what day? In the day we're living in. 5777, the year of the Lord. Do y'all know we're in the year of the Lord? I mean, that means one of two things. And we're hoping that it's not the one we're hoping it's not. Are y'all with me? Because I believe there's a whole lot more to be done in the kingdom of God, praise God. And God's not finished. Are y'all with me? He's not ready to judge the United States. He's not ready to judge the world. I told you a story last night where all the Brazilian churches in the United, all the whole Brazilian continent came out onto the streets and they began to pray and they began to seek God and they began to call that the wickedness and the spirits of darkness and the wickedness that was over their president would be fallen. And that they would fall and it would be destroyed, and that God would uproot out of the root the darkness that was in that nation. You know what? If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Come on, somebody, pray. Are y'all with me now? Humble themselves and pray and repent. We don't even like that word anymore. Are y'all with me? Most churches, you don't hear the word repent anymore. But there's a godly repentance. And godly repentance comes from the goodness of God. The goodness of the Lord makes us come to repentance. Are y'all with me? It's not telling somebody they're going to hell. It's not telling somebody they're evil, they're wicked, they're bad, and the thing they did last night's going to take them, you know, off the deep end and they need to repent. No, it's talking about recognizing how good God is. And when you recognize how good God is, Roger, you come to a place where you cannot stand in the presence of God with anything that you know is contrary to his presence. That's surrender. If my people, how many people are here? God's people, are y'all with me? Will humble themselves. Now, we got to understand, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves in this day. What day? In the day that he was talking about. 5777. Why is 7:14 three sevens? Because it's the hour we're living in. And then I talked about it, went on beyond that. You know why? He said, if my people, because if you look in the context of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 10 through 14, it says the heavens had shut up and the rain was no longer coming down and there was no power and there was no anointing. There was nothing happening. And God says, if my people will call on my name, I'll open heaven and I'll bring the glory down to this earth and I'll heal their land and I'll set them free. And I'm telling you, God is not, he's not caught off guard. Are y'all with me? He's not caught off guard by Hillary Clinton. He's not caught off guard by Donald J. Trump. He's not caught off guard by Cruz, by all these guys that have come and gone and are here and whatnot. He sits in heaven and laughs. Because there's a place in God that he wants to take us to. And he who sits in heaven has a different perspective, praise God. And they start to see things through a different eyesight. But see, then you look in 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 7. And again, we're looking at 5777. 7-14-7-7-7. 14-7-7-7-7. I want you to look at that with me. 2 Chronicles. Somebody say hallelujah. 2 Chronicles, look at this with me. Because we're going to do something tonight, because I'm going to finish out with something tonight. If my people, how many are God's people tonight? You know what the Lord told me the other day? Roger, I was praying over it, and the scripture says, if my people. And the Lord said to me, I was praying, and I was praying against some of the wickedness that we're seeing in this election. Are y'all with me? I mean, come on, church. Do you see it? It's so blatant. I mean, dear God, you know, we even had some guy come out on CNN just this week and blame Donald Trump for burning his own building down. Come on. If my people will recognize what's going on, they'll start praying. And you know what the Lord told me? He said, I said, if. And I said, what do you mean, Lord? He said, I said, if. And he says, if has a positive and a negative response. And I said, what do you mean? He says, if they don't pray, then I'm not going to heal my land. Oh, come on. You think God's sovereign, he's up there just going to get all mad because of all this stuff? And no, he's looking for a people. I'm telling you, God's not the one that votes. This is a democratic process. And in a democratic process, we vote. Oh, come on, somebody. So if we don't pray, if we don't humble ourselves, if we don't seek his face, if we don't surrender and say, God, change our nation, I'm afraid we're going to see some bad circumstances. Now, what does that mean? Doesn't mean we're all going under. It doesn't mean, you know, if, and I don't even want to confess this, the wrong person gets in. If the wrong person was to get in, you know what? It doesn't mean that we're defeated. It means that we're going to have to stand up and look the face of the devil and say, bless God, you're not going to stop me from praying. You're not going to stop me from prophesying. You're not going to stop me from doing the will of God. And no one's going to stop me. King Herod's not going to stop me. Pharaoh's not going to stop me. Nebuchadnezzar's not going to stop me. And even Baal, his gods, the God of this world, is not going to stop me. Are y'all with me? But if my people will humble themselves and pray. Now go with me to 14. And then we're going to go back to chapter 14 of John. 2 Chronicles 14, verse 7. Again, 7, 7, 7. Are y'all with me now? Now look at this because I want you to see it. But don't go right to 7. Start up at the top. So in verse 1, Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and his son Asa became king in his place, and the land was undisturbed for 10 years during his days. Asa did good in the right sight of the Lord. See, Asa walked with God, and for that reason, the land produced fruit. Praise God. You know what we're believing for? We're believing, aren't we, Pastor, for the wealth of the wicked to be brought to us, the church. Are y'all with me? And I'll tell you right now, the way the direction's going, it's looking bad, because what they are doing politically and aggressively could stop what God wants to do in the kingdom of God when it comes to the financial breakthrough that's coming. But if my people, I don't know about you, I look at Iraq right now and I see what's going on over there, and it just, but it don't stop God. But it only stops God if my people don't stand up and get in faith and begin to pray and call down the blessings of God the way they are supposed to be in this earth. Can you say amen? God will raise up somebody that will worship God. And I'm not, don't get all political and think I'm talking about Donald Trump. Are y'all with me? No, I'm talking about the church. And look what he says. He did right in the Lord, in the eyes of God, and this is what he did. And I got news for you. You could put Donald Trump in this thought because he's doing it right now. Are y'all with me? This is what he did. He removed all the foreign altars and the high places and tore down the sacred pillars and cut down the Asherim and commanded Judah to seek the Lord their God, the fathers, and to observe the laws and the commandments of God. Oh, come on, somebody. Y'all with me now? Now look what he says. He also removed their high places. I'm telling you, we are up against in our nation right now some very strong high places. But he removed their high places and the incense of the altars from the cities of Judah, and the kingdom was undisturbed under him. Oh, come on, somebody. We are 5777. I'm going to get political right now. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Love me in the midst of it. But this reminds me of someone that's running right now. And we better wake up and understand there's only one candidate out there right now that wants to destroy the high places, take down the system, and knock over these sacred cows that have been raised up against our nation. Well, glory. I said it, and I'm not taking it back. Are y'all with me now? But go on now. Everybody say, I love Brad. See, I wouldn't get away with this in any other church. But I'm telling you, God's speaking. Are y'all with me? 777, Roger, we're in that hour. It's a season. It's a time of perfection and a time of completion. But now look at this. He built and fortified the cities of Judah. Can I go back to what I just said? Can I do that? Donald Trump said something when he met with the pastors. Does he mean it? I don't know, but he said it. He said something, and this is what he said. He said, I will destroy every law that is against the church. And then on the other hand, our other candidate said, the day I get into office, I will change the beliefs of religious organizations and every authority that rises up against the compliance. And she was talking about abortion. Oh, come on, church. Now look what he says. Go on, look what he says. I'm just preaching tonight. Are y'all with me? I'm just preaching tonight. I'm having fun. Praise God. Look what he says. He says in verse 6, the end of it, it says, and during those years, because the Lord had given him rest. Now we're in 777. Verse 7 of chapter 14. 777. For he said to Judah, let us build these cities and surround them with walls and towers and gates and bars. The land is still ours. Oh, come on, church. He didn't say the land is the U.S.'s. He didn't say the land is for the white folk. Are y'all with me? He didn't say the land was for the black folk. He didn't say the land was for the Hispanics. He said the land's ours. And I don't know if you know it or not, but in heaven, there's a heavenly rainbow with many colors, just like in this room tonight. And anybody that wants to talk contrary to that is got a problem. Are y'all with me? But now I want you to see this. So they built and they prospered. But that's only going to come if 714 is fulfilled. Come on, church. I pray we're not too late. Are y'all with me? I don't believe we are. Because we've been praying. Your pastor gets up and prays over the, even some of the politicians I wouldn't pray over. Are y'all with me? But you pray. This church prays over the wisdom of God to come upon the president and his leaders and his authorities and his powers. And that's what we have to do as a church. Because if we don't, the Bible says we won't live in peace. If the Bible says we won't live in peace, does that mean we can have destruction? You bet. Come on, somebody. Y'all with me now? All right, now with that in mind, jump back to chapter 14 of John. Thank you, Lord Jesus. John chapter 14. I go prepare a place for you, and I will come again and receive you unto myself. Where I am, there you will be also. Oh, church, we gotta understand, we're not down here. We're up there. See, heaven's not coming down. We're going there. Heaven is inside of us. And what he's saying is if you can believe this, then you'll start to laugh at what's going on around you. You won't get all preoccupied. I mean, sometimes, my wife, she's funny. Donald Trump says something, you know, something stupid. He'll say something stupid, you know, out of his mouth. And my wife will go, oh, please, don't do that. And I just laugh. I said, honey, it's all right. It's all right. Are y'all with me? It's all right. I don't care who it is. Nothing changes God if the people are praying and seeking God. Oh, church, we needed this message a year ago. Are y'all with me? The body of Christ needed this message a year ago. But now, keep going with me, because all of a sudden in verse 4, and you know where I am going. Now, where was he going, Roger? He told him. He told him, didn't he? He told him on the cross where he's going. He told him in chapter 13 where he's going. He didn't say, hey guys, I'm going to heaven. No, he said, I'm going to the cross. And I will be crucified. Are y'all with me now? So he says, you know where I'm going. I'm going to the cross. And that's why he said, where I go, you can't go. But you will be with me. If you go on down, look what he says. And you know where I am going. Thomas said unto him, Lord, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How do we know where thou know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now he goes on, he talks about some things, and in the context, you got to understand what he's really talking about. Jump down now to verse 11. In verse 11, it says, believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Otherwise, look at this. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. The words that I say, I do not speak of my own initiative. But the Father that abides in me is doing the works. Are y'all with me now? Believe me that I am in the Father. He's saying basically, if you can believe that Jesus is in the Father, then you're easily able to believe that you are in Him. And then in the context, he says, because the works that I do, so shall you do. See, we think what that means is we're going to do all these great miracles and signs and wonders greater than Jesus. We're going to raise more people from the dead than Jesus did, and that we're just going to be some kind of special people. And it has nothing to do with that. He said, believe me that I'm in the Father. The Father's in me. What He says, I say. What He does, I do. The works are in me because of my Father. He says, now if you can believe that, then you are in me. And if you are in me, the works that I do, you will do. Why? Because you're in Him. What was the greatest work that He did? He went to the cross. And when he died on the cross, we surrendered into the will of God and died on that cross with him. Because of that, now we can be raised up, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, raised up in him, seated at the right hand of God, forever living and making intercession with him. Why? Because he wants the will of God to be made manifest in the earth. That's why he cried out and said, "Your kingdom done, come, Lord, and your will be done." So see, in the context, he's not talking about miracles, signs, wonders, all this stuff. He's talking about the greatest work we'll do. The same. Now look at this. He goes on and he says in verse 13, whatever you ask. Now he's going to prayer, isn't he? Say, whatever you ask. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that my Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Now, stay with me just a little longer. Will you do that? Stay with me just a little longer. Because, see, when you understand, he's saying, now that you know what I just said up to this point, it's time to pray. It's time to ask. What are we asking for? I'll tell you what, I woke up this morning. I asked God something that I don't even want to tell you. But I asked him because I'm tired of the wickedness and the witchcraft and the mockery and the destruction that's coming to our nation. But if we ask, it'll be given to us. If my people ask, say, if my people ask. Come on, somebody. Y'all with me now? Now, with that in mind, go to Acts 4 with me real quick. I don't get to preach too much. The Holy Spirit always falls on me and I get flowing in. I just want to preach tonight. It's in my spirit. Amen. But look what he says. Look what he says. Acts chapter 4. And we're going to start in verse 18. And when they had summoned them, they commanded them not to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. I mean, we got them summoning us right now. You know, the Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 1. And if you want, you can look that up. But Isaiah chapter 10, verse 1, it says, woe unto those people that write unrighteous acts and imply these laws against the righteous saints of God. But now look at it. God bless you. But now look at this. Are y'all with me? Look what he says. But Peter and John. Now who was Peter and John? This whole argument started because Peter and John said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I say, rise and walk. This whole thing started over that. They don't like the power of God. They don't want the anointing in the church. Are y'all with me? I mean, they don't want us to speak the word contrary to the progressive mentality. Are y'all with me now? They don't want us to say certain things about certain cultural groups. They don't want us to imply that possibly that could be sin. No, they don't want that. But all of a sudden, the saints got together. And you know what they did? Look at this. Verse 20. For we cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard. Oh, come on, church. We can't stop talking about Jesus. We're not going to stop talking about the miracles. We're not going to stop talking about the resurrections. We're not going to stop talking about, nobody's going to stop us. Nobody's going to make our beliefs be complied to what they think they should be. Are y'all with me? There ain't nobody changing the Bible when I'm down here. Are y'all with me? And the Bible tells us they did something. What did they do? And of course, the Bible shows us in verse 21, when they had threatened them to be punished on account of the people because they were glorifying God, meaning they wouldn't shut up. Are y'all with me? They wouldn't be quiet. I saw tonight and it grieved my spirit. A well-known preacher has declared that she's standing in the gap and interceding for Hillary Clinton. We better wake up, church. Now look at this real quick. Look at this. He goes on and he says this, and I'm going to close with this, but we're going to do something. Because I arrived to that point, ask me anything in my name. Oh, come on, church. We got to be specific. We got to ask. Are y'all with me? We got to ask. But look at this. In the same context, it goes on. Look what he says in verse 22. For the miracle of the healing of this man was performed on a person that was older than 40 years old. Basically saying they can't deny it. And we're going to do it. But they said something, and this is coming in agreement with what your pastor has been declaring all year long. And we're going to declare it. Are y'all with me? We're going to pray it out. We're going to declare it. We're going to come in agreement with your pastor. We're going to come in agreement with the apostle of this establishment, of this work. And we're going to stand up and we're going to declare the blessings of God over our nation. And we're going to declare what God is saying he's going to do on our behalf. Look what it says in verse 20. When they had released them, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. And when they heard this, they lifted their voices in one accord. Oh, Lord God, it is you who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. And then they said, Lord, remember this. And he goes on and he says in verse 25, who by the Holy Spirit, through the mouth of our father, David, your servant, said, why would we worry about the Gentiles and the heathen and the wicked that are raging against our belief, against who we stand for, who we serve, because it's no longer us that lives, it's Christ that lives in us. And he goes on and he says, why would we worry about the people and these futile things? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Are y'all with me? Then he says, the kings of the earth took their stand and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. I'm telling you, we need a NASA. We need a NASA in the kingdom this time. Are y'all with me? We need to tear down the darkness. We need to tear down the high places. We need to tear down the plans and strategies of the devil himself. Come on now. Are y'all with me? And in the same context, look what he says. For truly in this city, they were gathered together against the holy servant Jesus in whom he anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate and the Gentiles and the people of Israel. They had a lot of people against them. I got news for you. I've never seen more people against truth in this day than ever before. They're coming from every party. They're coming from every headship. They're coming from every system. And they're trying to stand against the anointed of God. And we can't allow them. Come on, somebody. Y'all with me now? So what are we going to do? Look in verse 28. To do whatever your hand and your purpose destined to occur. Do you hear what God's doing in 5777? Are y'all with me? I'm telling you, we are in a prophetic day. This is not just an election. It's not just, whatever. Who gets in, gets in. Come on, somebody. I've got Christian friends of mine that tell me I'm not voting. I don't like either one of them. I want to slap them and say, grow up. Come on, somebody. If you don't vote, then guess what? The person you really don't like is getting in. It's just the way it is. But God said you got to ask. I'm trying to finish up here. I want you to see this. Then they did something. And to whatever your hand, I want you to see this, and your purpose predestined to occur. You know what they were saying, don't you? God, we're going to come in agreement with your plan. We're going to come in agreement with you, God. But in the midst of whatever comes, we're going to ask you something. And what we're going to ask you is what your church has been declaring and what your pastor's been declaring and prophesying from the beginning of the year until now. And what did they ask? They got together. The Bible tells us. Look at this in verse 29. And now, O Lord, take note of their threats. People, we're being threatened. I mean, when somebody can say, pull a baby out of the womb and that baby has no constitutional right to live, we're being threatened. Come on now. When someone can say they're going to change our very beliefs, we're being threatened. So what do we got to do? If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Oh, praise God. Look what he says. Look what he says, finishing up here. Lord, behold their threatening and grant to us, your bondservants. You know what a bondservant is? It's a person that's humbled. It's a person that's surrendered. It's a person that's went to the cross and on that cross died and then rose up and is now seated in heavenly places forever making intercession just like Jesus is. It's a person that says, God, we're in bond to you. And we ask you, Lord, to speak your word with great confidence. Don't let people back you down about what's going on in our cities and in our state and our nation. Come on now, are y'all with me? Be bold about it. Stand and look them in the face and tell them you're wrong. Amen. But look what he says. He says, we're going to pray something. And this is what this church has been declaring. While you extend your hand. Say, extend your hand, Lord. Extend your hand, Lord. Your arm is not short that it cannot save. Extend your hand, Lord. Extend your hand, Lord. That you would extend your hand and heal. Oh, I love that. Pastor, I love that because they were in trouble because they healed somebody. And then they stood up and said, Lord, extend your hand. Let's heal more. Let's get everybody healed. We'll get so many healed they can't stop us. Are y'all with me? That we'll be an unstoppable force because we'll be healing the sick everywhere we go. They won't be able to do anything in our shadow. We'll start healing the sick. We'll walk by some of these wicked and divisive people and watch our shadow knock them down, praise God. If we ask. Extend your hand, Lord, to heal. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Look what he says. And signs and wonders will take place. I don't know, but you know the next chapter, a sign and a wonder happened. Ananias and Sapphira came to church and lied to God and dropped dead. I don't know about you, but I think there's a lot of people lying right now. I told the Lord this morning, if liars can drop dead, then I think we got some liars that need to drop dead. Come on now. Lord, extend your hand that we can stand up boldly and proclaim what we know the Word of God says. And then he says this, that signs and wonders will manifest by your holy child Jesus. Come on, somebody. Are y'all with me? Signs and wonders will take place through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken. They gathered together as one, and the place was shaken. You know what God's about to do? I'm telling you, he's about to shake some things. If every one of us, even tomorrow night, I'm just record it, but every one of us will pray, we can shake heaven and earth in this place. Are y'all with me? We can shake heaven and earth throughout the earth. And then he says in verse 31, when they prayed, the place they had been in gathered together was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with what? Boldness. And the congregation of those who believed were one heart, one soul, one mind. And they claimed that nothing was their own, but that everything, even common to their own properties, belonged to God. Oh, do we want that? Come on, somebody. But see, we have to see it. We have to recognize it. Everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. We're going to do something tonight. Are y'all with me? We're going to do something tonight. You know, I can pray. We prayed for people Sunday morning. We had tremendous miracles. People were healed. We had close to 25 people stood up and gave testimony of healing. Are y'all with me? The sister that was here last night, the Lord gave her a word last night. She came up to me crying, and she says, the word you gave me, you knew everything about me. She says, thank you, thank you, thank you. And she said, that lump, it's gone. Hallelujah. But it's not for me. It's not for the preacher. God's saying, we the church, if my people. Kenneth, you're a people. Are y'all with me? You're a person. If my people who are called by my name in 5777 will humble themselves and pray and seek his face, he's going to hear and he's going to heal our land. He's going to cause the land to be shaken. He's going to cause the nations to be shaken. In the same context of Acts chapter 4 verse 18 and Psalms chapter 2, it says at the end of the chapter, ask of me the nations and I'll give them to you. It's up to us. I was going to go to Romans chapter 8, but I'm not going there. But it basically says this, I have given to you all things. It's up to us. Oh, praise God, praise God. We're going to pray. Are y'all with me? I want y'all to come together. Come on, come on, come on. We can be friends. We can be friends. Let's come on all together, all together. We're going to take hands. We're going to take hands, and we're going to pray, praise God. We're going to pray, if my people, say it with me, if my people, if we pray, heaven and earth will shake, praise God. Heaven and earth will shake, praise God. I'll tell you, the presence of God's here right now. Father, we thank you. We thank you. And I'll tell you, if you feel like you want to pray out, I want you to pray out. If you want to shout out a prayer, come on, shout it out. We worship you, Lord. We thank you. And we pray tonight. And we say, Lord, behold, they're threatening. Lord, behold what we're up against. God. God, look at what we have in front of us. Look at the wickedness that's planned against us. Look at what's going on. The plans of the enemy, the spirit of the Illuminati, the powers of darkness, the spirit of the enemy of the last day, God. Look at them. Behold them, Lord. And we say, Father, behold their threatenings. They're not against the United States. They're against the church. And we say, Lord, stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand and bring down the miracle healing power of God. Stretch forth your hand, Lord, and use us. Use us, Lord, to extend our hands, to extend your hand, Lord, that signs and wonders will be manifested in this day, Lord. Signs and wonders. Lord, we ask you tonight, Lord, whatever it is that's standing in the way, shake heaven and earth. Shake this nation. Shake this land. Shake this house. Shake everybody in this city, God. We call heaven down. Heaven down. We call the kingdom of God to be manifest and the will of God to be made manifest and done, Lord. Your will be done. Father, we stand up with the spirit of Cyrus. We stand up with the spirit of Asa. And we say, no, come down, you high places. Come down, you wicked spirits. For you are not coming down. We're on top of you. We're seated far above all principalities, far above all powers, far above all spirits of wickedness, far above all controlling spirits. We are in a place that is higher than you. And we say, no, you will not destroy our nation. Oh, Father, you said in your word, all things work together for the good to those who are called according to your purpose. And Father, your purpose is the will of God in this earth. And Father, your word says, if we don't know what to pray for as we ought, the Spirit helps us. He comes in agreement with us. Lord, you've given us the Holy Spirit. You placed the Holy Spirit inside of us. And we will not bow. We will not bow. For you are under our feet. Spirit of Malak, you're under our feet. You ruled generations from the past. But you will not rule this generation. We stand up before the spirits and the gods of Baal. And we say, you will not rule our nation. We stand up like Elijah and say, fire come down from heaven. And all the prophets of Baal, all the wicked people in the Democratic Party, and all the wicked in the Republican Party, and all the wicked in the Libertarian Party, and all the wicked in the Independent Party, and all the wicked that's in any party, we say, come down in the name of Jesus. Oh, Oh, in the nombre creto nondre mande brosama mare la busta ini modre ba brosia obri ba ri pa po donne ba bra ba ba te kale mondoro de mahasa si di patere de no sotto de mahabra si bono cobri maizi o preta la badin cine la credo nombra mele macabane na badai de bore ba o brisada oh brisada banambre eri manandre de de la bosoto boso ingigando ingigando de indigendengo da ba de indigigando di mahabadu e bono sa. Father, we pray right now that all deception, we come in agreement with Pastor Jim, the word of the Lord that you gave our pastor. We come in agreement with him right now, and we pray that every bit of deception that has come over the minds of the people in this nation, we pray that they would be opened up now, that their eyes would be open, that they would take off the veil and begin to see through the eyes of God. We pray in the name of Jesus that all deception that has come from generations past and has accumulated unto this time, a time such as this, that the spirit of deception be revealed in the name of Jesus. Open their eyes, Lord. Every person that's ignorant, Lord, that has been deceived, we say open their eyes. But those, Lord, that are deliberately standing against Jehovah God, those that are standing looking Jehovah God in the eyes and saying to I Am that they can build a tower that will go higher than our God. Lord, George Soros says that he is God. And I got news for him tonight in the spirit. You're not God. And I call you down and I say, fall to your knees, man. No man that rises up against our God shall prosper. Oh, Father, we pray for signs and wonders. We pray for signs and wonders. We pray for signs and wonders. Oh, God, we pray for signs and wonders. We pray for signs and wonders. We pray, Father, that signs would begin to happen all over the earth that no man can deny. We pray that wonders will begin to happen, that all those wicked people will sit back and begin to wonder what's going on. We can't believe this is happening. Who in the world has raised up this man? Who in the world has caused these things to happen? No, God, we pray that signs and wonders would begin to invade right now the whole political system. We pray that signs and wonders would invade Washington, invade every state capital. We pray, Lord God, that supernatural manifestations of angels would come on our behalf. And we command our angels according to the word of God, and we send them forth to work on behalf of the church. Lord, this land is still our land. This land doesn't belong to the elite. This land doesn't belong to the president. Oh God, we pray against this whole attack that is trying to happen through Russia. And Father, I pray that you manifest your glory in Russia right now. We say that Jesus Christ will manifest himself to Putin and begin to show forth the things of God. Obama, we bind the spirit that's operating in you. You Antichrist spirit, we say you have no more power over our nation. come down in Jesus' name. Father God, we unite right now and we say signs and wonders, signs and wonders, signs and wonders. Everybody say it with me. Signs, signs and wonders. Signs and wonders will happen. Will happen. Will happen in the elections, in the political system, even in the media. Signs and wonders will happen in Jesus' name. Shake up the religious. Shake up the wicked. Shake up the enemy. Shake up the political system. Shake the building we're seated in. We cry out, God, behold their threatenings, and grant unto us healing power, miracle power, signs, wonders, and miracles to manifest in the highways, in the byways, in the cities, in the state's house, everywhere. Manifest your glory in this land. We cry out. We humble ourselves and say, we will pray. We will repent for allowing abortion to come into our land and allowing the enemy to shut the mouth of the church. Allowing the spirit of perversion to rule in our Capitol House. We say, God, forgive us, the church, that the gates of hell will not prevail against. We say, God, heal our land. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we glorify you, Father God. We glorify you, Lord. Mighty God, mighty God. Now I'm going to do something that I saw when I was praying today. I saw myself releasing over those that were here tonight the anointing that these signs and wonders and miracles would begin to manifest. Because I'll tell you right now, when the prophet declares something, if you believe it, you'll prosper in what he has declared. And tonight we've declared some things, and we're going to see it, James. Watch the enemy get confused. You watch. In the next couple days, they tried to take out, you know, WikiLeaks. They tried to shut down the only thing that could try to stop the devil. Oh, come on, somebody. But you know what? Confusion is about to come to the camp. Now, I'm going to do what I saw myself doing. I want the first row to come up here and stand. Just all of you, get in line. We'll go down the walls. But what I want to do is pray for every person. Come on down, come on down. And you say, well, what are you praying for? The Lord told me to pray that there would be a release in you. And see, we're coming in agreement with the Word of God tonight. So we can know that what we pray in His name, it will happen. And he told me, he said, pray for them and release them in the prophecy and the word of the Lord that the pastor of this house has been declaring for 2016. You know what that is? That we would extend our hand with miracles, healings, and signs and wonders like never before. I believe prophetically tonight, Roger, we're releasing that word. Whew. Raise your hands up there and just receive. The glory of the Lord is here so strong right now. I'm going to need some ushers to just kind of be with me, if you would not mind. And I'm going to release this word, the word that your pastor has declared over this church. I'm going to release it now, and it's going to begin to prosper. I thank you, Father, for the signs, wonders, and miracles to begin to manifest in Robert's life. Like, there it is right there. There it is right there. Take it now. Take it now in Jesus' name. There it is. Take it now. 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 Glory to God. There goes. Take it now. 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 Raise your hands up, joy. Lord, let signs, wonders, and miracles and healings begin to go through this young lady's hands. That the I looked into her hands and I saw jewels. In these jewels are the miracles of God. In the name of Jesus, there goes. I release now. That's it. Raise your hands up, Jerry. Lord, I release the word of the Lord over her life. It's not over this church. It's over each individual's life. Because the land still belongs to us. And I release it right now over Jerry. Let the glory of the Lord fill her right now. Because Peter was full of the Holy Spirit and John, and they began to speak. And what they spoke was, I will not stop preaching that name ever. There it goes right there. I thank you, Lord, right now that it's a declaration of the will of God. Now!
Can I share with you what I saw while we were praying?
Absolutely. Come up here. No, come up here. I want y'all to listen because the word of the Lord came, and I give honor to whom honor's due. Share it.
While we were all praying, the Lord showed me that there will be some miracles in front of the media that they cannot give credit to anybody but God. That they will see the hand of God.
I saw that. I saw that. I saw that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you. We come in agreement with that. Now come back over here. Come back over here because I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Stand right here and raise your hands up. I'm going this way and then I'll be coming this way. So just receive right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you gave her a prophetic word, which was a word that has been declared in our prayer. And you said, Lord, if we ask anything in your name, it will be done. And so right now we ask for signs and wonders and miracles to happen, even on the media, that they will be proven that God is alive. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. Take it right now in Jesus' name. That's it. That's it. That's it. Whew. Here it comes again. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, extend her hands. Extend her hands with signs, wonders, miracles, and begin to cause. Oh my, there it is, 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 there it is. Lord, extend her hands that signs, wonders, miracles, behold the threatenings that come against us. Let the signs, wonders, miracles manifest in her life. Now, Lord, we release There it goes right there. 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 Oh, there it is. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Lord, extend your hands with the word of the Lord, with boldness, with miracles, signs and wonders, manifestations of your glory. Yes, Lord. There goes. In the name of Jesus. The oil of God is being poured upon you. You got it on your hands. Look at your hands. You see the oil? There's a sign and a wonder right here. There's a wonder right here. People, oil is on his hands. It's all over his hands. Come here, you're his daughter. Come up here, look at his hands. See the oil breaking out in his hands? That's a sign, it's a wonder of the presence of God. And so the Lord's already answering. Now let it pour, God, pour out his wings. Let your glory flow, Lord. Father, I pray that signs, wonders, and miracles will be wrought by his hands. In Jesus. There it is right there. Oh, Father, let the signs and wonders and miracles manifest through this young lady with the glory of the Lord on your behalf. We release it now. Lord, let the signs, wonders, and miracles extend to this young man's hands, that he will be passionate in that anointing, passionate in your presence, passionate in your desires, that miracles, signs, and wonders will wrought in your glory. Lord, let these signs and wonders and miracles begin to manifest over my brother right now. In the name of Jesus, that he would extend his hands and that they would manifest and follow him. In the name, there it goes right there, Robert. Take it now. Take it now. There it goes right there. There it goes right there. In the name of Jesus, I release it now. Oh God, there's been persecution how you stand. You write things and say things that people get mad. You've had a lot of people even break friendship over what you stand. The Lord said, be not moved, my son, because the word of the Lord is in your mouth. Open wide and I will fill it. And they will hear it. For my will be manifested and my glory will be revealed. Yeah, there it is right there, Rob. Take it. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Ah, brosola ni krade in so my. Signs and wonders and miracles. Take that, take that, take that. Lord, signs, wonders, and miracles flowing through her life. There it goes right there, there it goes right there. In the name of Jesus. Where's my man? Where's Come here. Put your hands on her hands, both of you. There's a new anointing coming upon the two of you. There's a special anointing coming upon both of your ministries. And the oil that's on you now is being transferred over her. For this is an oil of dedication. It's an oil of sacrifice. And the Lord says, I've saw and I see every sacrifice you've made. The sacrifices for your family that you've made have shown forth my goodness and my glory. And the sacrifice you make for your church has shown forth my goodness and my glory. And the Lord said, I'm not finished manifesting my planned destiny over the two of you. That's it right there. That's it right there. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Watch them, because it's a release. It's a release. It's a release. It's a release. It's a release.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah, he who sits in heaven laughs. Both break hands right now and get this. Raise your hands up there. The hands will be extended, Lord, with signs, wonders, miracles in Jesus' name. There it is right there. Take it. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Now, Lord, the hands will be extended with signs. There it is right there. Take it. Signs of my glory. 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 Signs of my. There it is. Take it. That's it. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Raise your hands up. The anointing is strong right now. I'm going to release it. Now! 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 Shikalabrosu. Now, Lord. Signs, wonders, miracles, manifestations of your glory in this man of God's life. I declare your ministry will come forth in its full potential. Shoo, take that, take that, take that, take that, take that, take that. Shoo. Signs will flow, miracles will glow, and my glory I will show. Shoo. Lord, more, more, more. Thank you.
Father, we do receive your signs, wonders, and miracles flowing through us, Father. We thank you, Father. We have heard the word. We agree with the word, Father. We stand in our place that you've called us to, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you live big in us, Father. We are hooked up with your flow, with your vision, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. At this time, we want to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry that God has called Brother Brad to. You can make your checks payable to House of the Lord Fellowship Church, and the offering in its entirety will go into what God has called Brother Brad to. It is such an honor to be hooked up with his ministry, what God is doing through him. It is such an honor and a blessing. Thank you, Brad. Hallelujah.
Oh, we were
Stand with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. May the Lord bless you and guard you. May the Lord make his face shed light upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his face unto you and give you peace. Go with God. Come back tomorrow night, 7, and feel free to come early, spend some time in prayer and in worship.